And so, I did come prepared. In the rare occurrence that I found someone here that I did truly want. My sweet prince, will you marry me? I know perhaps to you this is sudden. I had done my best to make my intentions, or at least my affections, somewhat clear, but I can tell this still comes as somewhat of a shock. If perchance you are tempted to say yes, but are not sure, may I ask for you to ask me to take some time for yourself? To think over it further before answering. Forgive me, perhaps this was all too sudden. Perhaps I've gotten terribly ahead of myself or assumed wrongly that. Forgive me, I have gotten very caught up in the moment. What? Yes. Truly. I had hoped I... Sorry. Of course I had hoped. I'd caught you staring and... You know. But actually doing this, saying it out loud and asking you, I find myself quite fearful. Though, I suppose not anymore. You're truly certain. Then, May I get this ring onto your finger before I simply cannot contain myself any longer, if you would permit. Well, permit me to express my affection, my love. I would hold you in my arms and kiss you every second for the rest of my life and never tire of it. Allow me then to Your hands are shaking. I think mine are too. I truly never thought when I came here I would find anyone I wished to put this ring upon. And yet you have surprised me, little prince. My little prince. Let me close this. Move that to the side so I can look at you. It was one thing to fawn over you, admire and love you from afar, and now to have you here to have you wearing my ring. I truly did not think I would find anyone. And to have found you. I must be incredibly lucky or incredibly blessed. I could think of a no more perfect match for me than you. I know it is improper to have proposed without asking your father first, but I think that is only improper in your father's mind. I wish to speak no ill of him, but you are your own man. And for some reason you have chosen me. I will not waste that choice. I promise this, my prince. I will cherish you for as long as you will allow me. I would hope for the rest of my life. I ask not to ravish you, but to as beautiful as you look, flushed. What I would like for now is to know you even better, to hold you and comfort you. What I want more than anything is to see you smile, for you to feel loved and taken care of. I think perhaps, and I do not wish to cause offense, life could have been kinder to you. Perhaps the people here, perhaps your family, could have been kinder to you. I wish to rectify that, to be your family now, to be bonded. And devote my life to loving you. I was about to say if you will have me, but you've already said yes. I trust my attempts at courting without making it clear that what I was doing, which in hindsight, I should have. I'm glad that they worked all the same. Oh, I see. They did work, then. I do apologize if I made you feel in any way as though you were reading into anything that wasn't there. Believe me, it was. It is. I can't stop wanting to touch part of you. To hold your hands or cup your face. May I? Apologies. I'm getting emotional. I'm not ashamed of it, though. I'm simply happy. You seem to be, too. I frankly don't know how I have lasted these past, what, 10 minutes without... It feels as though it's been hours, but also as if time is standing still, but... May I kiss you? There will not be a day that passes where you do not feel loved. Not from this day forth, I promise you that. I'm not exactly sure what happens next. Whether we will ride out of here with a blessing or with your father's men chasing after us. I'm ready to face whatever comes this way. As long as you're by my side. Precious boy. I don't want you to worry. I don't wish to cause you stress about what impact this may have on people other than ourselves. We're not doing anything wrong. Besides, I'm still forming the alliance I came here for, aren't I? I thought I was going to walk out of here with no one. In a way, everyone wins. Your sisters don't have to marry someone they feel pressured into marrying. I get to marry someone that I love. You get to find your way out of here, and hopefully find someone that you love. Well, I'm glad. Our kingdoms are, or will be, unified. Whatever happens, we have each other. It sort of feels as if the rest of the world doesn't exist when I'm alone with you. All of the time we've spent together has been the happiest I have been in my life. I cannot wait to get to make even more memories with you. I kiss you again. Apologies, I have been wanting to kiss you most days I have spent with you. Perhaps we shall have to revisit all the places we've been. the gardens, forests and fields, and libraries. Just so I get the chance. Rectify my mistakes, because perhaps if I had been less of a coward, I could have confessed to you sooner. I simply really wanted to be sure, and was worried myself. Not just of what everybody else would think. I wanted to at least feel as though there was a good chance of you saying yes before I proposed. I didn't want you to feel pressured into saying yes any more than your sisters. But you do truly want this. My sweet boy, you will always be safe and wanted with me. I cannot wait to give you the life that you deserve. You will want for nothing, of course. I figured that was implied. But you will be respected. Whatever insecurities you have here, I cannot promise they will never appear again, but I shall do my best to keep them at bay. No one would dare say anything about them. Though I would like to think my home, my kingdom, that I have, or we have all, created a safe environment for you to be yourself, not worry. You are the most perfect boys, Amir. If you would like, I don't know what is improper. I haven't proposed to anyone before. But you may retire back to your room. If you wish to sleep with someone by your side. Oh, I truly meant just sleeping. Forgive me. I don't think we should be too hasty. You only just found out I was interested in you. Had it confirmed to your suspicions. Regardless, in the morning, perhaps we should approach your father together. I confess, I'm worried about it too. But I think together we can face anything. Is that right? Well, if you want to bring your sisters along for backup, if you think they'll take it well. I hope they would be glad not to be pressured into anything, but if any of them did take a liking to me, I am sorry if they felt led on. You tell them first, then. And then we'll approach your father. Though I will say, I have every intention of marrying you, whether I have his blessing or not. That's probably quite bad and foolish of me, but if stealing you away started a war. Though, it's not stealing when you want to go willingly. It's more rescuing from your father. No, let's hope it won't come to that. We'll do our best to convince him that this way, he still gets what he wants, and none of his daughters end up unhappily resenting him, and we'll do our best to convince him. And then, I suppose we have a wedding to plan.